Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is happening? It's the Nintendo PowerCast. This is a bonus episode. I'm your host, N64 Josh. We got DJ helping out today. What's on, baby?
Hey, I'm back, baby.
And Sam from Dogwood Gaming. What's going on?
Hello. I'm glad to be here again.
And I think last time we had you on, I think I called you like Dog Something Else Gaming. Did you guys do you recall?
It was close. Thing? Close.
Yeah,
enough.
I know I was close. I was like, oh, it's like it's close, but not quite there. But Dogwood Gaming is creating a game called Booty Looting, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And it's a pirate game, not hentai. And
or is it?
But the art style is based on Wind Waker. But the cool thing about this, the reason we're doing the show is because you're building it on your Twitch stream and you're taking like not advice, but like
feedback and suggestions
and stuff, like live right during the stream. So let's talk about this thing. Where'd the idea come from? And let's get into it.
Yeah, I this is something that, you know, we've had ideas for it, but we've always thought, I don't know if we can do it. I don't know what the best way to do it. It had started after the last game we released, Knife Fight, which came out during the pandemic. And it was rough because it was a game that was set in restaurants, but unfortunately, because of the pandemic, there were no restaurants opened. But we wanted to do something fun, some kind of multiplayer party game, and like get it in the hands of people. And one of our developers, Mitch, suggested this pirate game called Booty Lootin', which would be that you play with your friends against different teams of pirates to go through these procedurally generated island towns and steal as much treasure as you possibly can. And it would be entirely physics-based, so you're running around this city with piles and piles of treasure in your hand as you're trying to get it back to the boat. But it's a lot of pieces, and there's a lot of things in there that I haven't ever done before, you know, messing with item physics or really getting multiplayer fully working when it's online. And we thought, well, the best way to do it might be to stream it, because not only can we, you know, ask the people that we're working with, hey, what do you think of this? We can actually provide a bunch of solutions to things that I think are very difficult to find online. So as I'm doing it, you know, I'm like taking into account, oh, this was awful to deal with and took me like a week to fix. Hey, here's how you do it.
I got you. Now, the art style being inspired by none other than Wind Waker. So if you guys are watching the video, you can kind of see the world of Wind Waker. I assume that's what we're looking at, right?
This website, I love it, and I go on forever about it. This has been fantastic to do any kind of art references. It allows you to really get in depth to how people built these game worlds, and Wind Waker is especially well done here. The website's called NoClip. If you look up noclip.website, you'll find it, and there's tons of different worlds in here. But Wind Waker actually has all of their characters, things are animated, which is rare, you know, is that you actually have these moving actors in the scene. So it's really great for us, where it's like, okay, how do we want our islands to look? How do you want the ocean to look? Well, we can get extremely close, and you can get like the really fine details of everything that's in here.
This is super cute already. I'm getting like
RuneScape slash Pokemon slash Wind Waker vibes out of this. So
well, this is Wind Waker.
Oh, this.
No, you're fine. Yeah, no, this, like, dang, this is Wind Waker.
This is sweet.
I'm trying to find what's the name of the island? The first town you get to in Wind Waker, Windfall. So you can jump here, and like this has been a like great inspiration for us building the cities. You can see how, like, it's just great because they actually have the town alive. It makes it really fantastic to be able to actually pull things from this. And so I really loved Wind Waker for a ton of different reasons, not just because it was really beautiful, but the art style always stuck with me because it was cel-shaded, but it was cel-shaded in a way I don't think I've seen other games do it. A lot of which we ended up discovering. For anybody watching that has done game design, this will probably resonate pretty well. These shadows that we have along the waterline here are hand-painted into the texture because the GameCube couldn't handle those kinds of shadows at the time. So the people that did all of the texture work, all the material work for the game, would have had to have hand-painted almost all the shadows into it.
Wow. That's wild. That's wild. So let's talk specifically about booty looting.
Yes.
How many players? What kind of perspective are we looking at? Like I wanna get some of the details here.
So we're looking at doing it as teams of four at the moment.
Okay.
So we're hoping that we can have at the moment we are testing four teams of four. So we have the four ships in here. We want it to be extremely chaotic. Like, it's going to be filled with your pirate teams running through, stealing as much as you possibly can, all while you have NPCs that are frantically running around trying to avoid things. And we want it to feel as chaotic as we possibly can. When I think of, like, all the physics base, you know, grabbing everything and then running around with it. If you ever played Katamari Damacy?
Oh, yeah.
That was a great game. That's the kind of craziness we want. So it's like you pick up tons and tons and tons of stuff, and then somebody hits you and stuff goes flying all over the map. We plan to have it as third person, but this is also something that as we're developing it, if that ends up there being a better one, we'll go with that. But saying that we want this to be above all else, we want it to be fun. We don't want this to be like super competitive nonsense to like find the optimal routes to get the best treasure. We want it to be fun. You jump in and you never know what you're going to get.
Interesting. Have you by chance played the Animal Crossing mini game on Nintendo Land? It was on the Wii U.
No, I did not.
Okay, so the way this plays is it's four versus one, but the one plays as two characters just controlled by each stick, and you use the triggers to attack. You are trying to collect candy that's on the trees. Once you have 30 pieces, you win. If you get hit three times, you're out. The catch is that the more candy you take in, the heavier and slower you become.
Yep.
And you have to. So what's great is if the cop or whatever is getting close to you. I think his name's. I don't remember his name, but he used to guard the fences in like New Leaf and like the original Animal Crossing game, right?
I can't remember his name.
I don't remember his name either. But you're playing as these two guards, and as they get close, you can spit out all the candy, and so you see all this candy flying out of the heads, and then you're lighter so that you can get away. You don't get hit, right? So are there elements like that built into this? Like is it let me get as I'm getting a little bit of Sea of Thieves vibes, right? Where like everybody puts their treasure and then like, oh, hopefully nobody shows up and steals it from you.
I know, Sam, I know you're a big Sea of Thieves fan. So is there any inspiration?
Yeah, and you know, there was a lot from Sea of Thieves. It's like I love my pirate games, and like I love Sea of Thieves. There's a lot in it, but there's sometimes in a pirate game I just want to go and pillage. You know, it's just I want to be able to go and like attack a town with a crew of pirates and run away with a whole bunch of treasure. And there really aren't that many pirate games that I can think of. I mean, I still play Sid Meier's Pirates. That's like my absolute favorite pirate game that exists. But I think that there's a lot of, there's like, I really love in Sea of Thieves, the interactabilities with the world and all the stuff you can find, all the treasure. To the note about the, you know, different items having impacts and doing things. Yes, that is a big thing we want to have, is that you'll, if you play it enough, you'll eventually start to learn what I should be looking for, what I should be picking up. We want there to be items that you're not expecting and they have random effects. Like how we're designing it is that with this map, there are different zones where different districts can spawn. So the farther up and deeper into the islands you get, the more high-end districts you're going to hit, with the very top being like a fortress or the governor's mansion. And in those, you'll find all kinds of items that you wouldn't find normally. Like, you can find a musket, and the musket has like a one shot that lets you hit somebody across the map with a musket bolt. Or we wanted to have that, like, one of the most valuable treasures you can steal is the literal governor out of his bed. Like, you, and he's just on top of all of your loot as you're carrying him down back to the ship.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's funny. What's the gameplay loop?
You land, you loot, and you go back to your boat. And that's actually where we've gotten with the Twitch stream, is we've gotten it so, please keep in mind this is extremely bare bones, but I want to show you where the stream's gotten. I should also note that a really big thing that we've been trying to do with this is we want to do everything on stream. We don't want people to be guessing, like, oh, how did this happen? Where did this come from? Like, we're going through how we do literally everything. So we have it where the barrels have physics. I've turned up their weight, but we've been able to give item physics. And when you pick them, they attach to you. Obviously, when we have the characters, they'll attach to the right spot in the hands. But you're then able to get back to the ship and you score points. That's the basic gameplay loop that we have for it. Of course, there's NPCs that get involved and other characters that can mess with you. Something we were trying to figure out is what's the best way to handle like combat between players. We don't want you to get people stun locked or stuck where they can't do anything. We also want to encourage like messing with other people. So it works where you hit somebody and treasure and stuff will go flying and you're like temporarily stunned. But we want to have lots of obstacles that you're not expecting that can kind of throw different things in your path as you're trying to steal as much treasure.
So is it strictly melee?
No. It'll depend what you find. We're still kind of toying with like what a progression system would look like, because one of the things is, while I do like that Sea of Thieves is a pretty level playing field for people, you know, you don't unlock like better guns as you level up. But at the same time, it also can make it difficult to have the motivation to continue doing that kind of progression when the only thing you're getting is cosmetics.
How is this going to be played? How many people will be playing on the map at any given time?
I think we're up to 16. 16's the max. And again, it's like, as we test it, we'll be able to get a better idea of like, maybe 16 is too much, or maybe the map needs to be bigger. It's one of those things that we're not going to find until we test it.
Is this meant to be played kind of like Mario Party, where you sit down with some friends, crack open a beer, and play for a couple hours?
Yeah, I would love to be a local multiplayer working for this. That was a really big part of Knife Fight when we made that, was that there aren't really many split-screen games out there. But you know, you want one. You know, there are many occasions where you want to have something like this. And this, if we can have four people, it allows you to actually get involved with a bunch of your friends. instead of, you know, a lot of the ones I see come out now are usually 1 to 2 players. Mm-hmm. 2 if you're lucky.
Cool. So essentially, you know, you could have 2 TVs with a group of 4 on each, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome. I think that would be a really fun topic to go over as well, trying to get LAN set up working. You know, that kind of, but it's hard because if you wanted to have it on multiple modern consoles, you have to kind of build with them in mind. You know, I would love for this to be on Switch, and this 100% is a game that I think would do great on Switch. But at the same time, if I build in LAN capabilities, I have to make sure that doesn't screw up how the Switch interacts with everything.
Right, I got it.
So, I mean, what do you think, Josh? You think put this on Switch with a proper price point, which we don't know yet until it's finished, you know, compare it to other things with some research. You think it'd do well?
Watching the way the character just came into the frame, right? It just had a very, like, almost like a pirate Fortnite kind of vibe going on. Like, and I like the, everything's, I mean, obviously it's super early, but it's very bright. It kind of screams Nintendo game almost. And so
getting the actual shading was the hardest, I have to say. Getting this to look Wind Waker-esque is like, that was entirely done by Connor, our map builder.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, there's the, it looks like it would be a fantastic addition. Now, obviously it's very, very early, and so we'll get to, we'll probably have you back to come talk about like how things are going, and
I'd love to play it with you guys. I mean, this is something that, like, my goal with it is that we wanted to have a project that we could do on our Twitch stream, because we end up getting a lot of really good responses when we do the development streams. People really love watching the different development, because we do it for, we're making a visual novel, and then we also do Booty Lootin' on Thursdays. And you know, we wanted to be able to have a consistent project that actually helps people. You know, I just have had so many experiences of having to Google for hours, if not days, to try and find the answer to something. And, you know, when I'm working on something like Booty Lootin', I can be like, oh, hey, make sure you hit this checkbox. It'll save you like 5 hours of headache.
That's very cool. Cool. Sam, where can people kind of stay up to date with this and follow along on the Twitch stream?
Yeah, so we are Dogwood Gaming on Twitch. We stream every Thursday from 7 p.m. usually until 9 or 10, depending on how much we have to share. But like I said, we're doing all of our development on stream, so you'll see the entire process on there. We're also recording everything to put on YouTube afterwards, so it'll also be a full YouTube series on how to make a multiplayer game like this. And on top of that, we also have our Discord, which that's also linked in our Twitch channel, and we're always in there. So if you have feedback or suggestions, you know, we love hearing them, and we love being able to put in whatever we can.
And the website, you can go to dogwoodgaming.com.
And the website.
Yes. All those links. You can find the Discord, you can find the Twitch, you can find the social media, all of it from there. So
thank you, DJ.
Well, and I know that there are a handful of projects that Dogwood Gaming is working on, and if there happens to be any publishers listening, or if you were friends with somebody that is in the publishing realm, make sure that they reach out to Dogwood Gaming as well. Reach out to Sam, and I know he would love to chat about not only Booty Lootin', but some other projects that are in the works, and some of them very, very, very cool. Like one game completely built in PowerPoint, and which is just, I've seen it. It's impressive, and
It really is something.
Yeah, as well as Ashes of Kanaka, which I believe we've talked about on a past episode here. So, great stuff. Keep up the great work. Guys, make sure to connect with Sam. We'll get the links in the description and in the show notes here. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye now.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great one.